such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, since we started our show in September of 2000, we've been bringing in live guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Good morning, Dr. Tong. How are we doing?
Good morning.
And yes. Welcome our listeners to our show. This is going to be one of our last shows on K-Bright.
Last few, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you want to say anything to our listeners, Dr.
Yeah,
Tong?
I think officially on September the 7th.
7th.
Yeah, we'll be starting on a new station, KPLS,
mm-hmm.
AM station 840.
830.
Okay,
right.
830, AM station 830. At the same time,
11:30 to 12.
In case those listeners want to continue to listen to some of our stories and case histories, I'll continue to produce it until the world notices this. It seems to me that's amazing that people don't want to hear the answers. Yeah. And
okay.
We don't know what to do on actually September 7th is our last time in here too.
Right.
We try to broadcast the same
simultaneously
if we can. If not, maybe I'll tape a farewell message to some listeners. Many of you told me that you start listening to us the first time and never missed a show.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a few of you say that. Yeah. So
that's
and I appreciate
wonderful.
That.
Wonderful. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, should we start with our guest before we...
Yeah, let's start the guest so they don't have to wait.
Okay,
yeah.
So our first guest today is Joe. Welcome, Joe, to our show.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing? How are you doing, Joe?
I'm doing much better now.
Uh-huh. Much better, great.
Joe, can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm a retired man, age 74.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Fallbrook, which is maybe about 55, 60 miles south of your office.
Oh, okay.
And I've had dark circles under my eyes. I was thinking about it maybe for about 40-some years.
Wow.
40-some years.
Yes.
Dark circles, okay.
Is this constantly you have these dark circles?
Is it what?
Constant, like you have it
always? You always have it?
Or does it come and go?
Right.
Always.
So I thought there wasn't anything that could be done about it. Until finally I started to think there's got to be something, but conventional medicine never did have the answer.
What did you do for that? Did you go see doctors and did they give you medication?
Right. They just kind of fluffed it off, and then maybe about 3-4 months ago, possibly six,
mm-hmm.
I started to have trouble with a cataract.
Mm.
At night I couldn't see well.
You cannot see?
Pardon?
You couldn't see?
No, I could see, but I would see double from my, because my eyes were not focusing because my lens inside the eye is cloudy.
Yes.
And now it seems to be clearing up somewhat.
Yeah. After my treatment.
Yeah, because of the treatment.
When were you diagnosed with cataracts again? 3 years ago?
Yeah, roughly 3 years ago.
Okay, and then you started having double vision?
Right.
And what did the doctors do for you? They gave you medication, drops, or?
Nothing.
Oh, they didn't do anything.
They said when it gets too bothersome, maybe you'll have a lens implant.
Oh, okay.
So I definitely did not want that.
That's mm-hmm. like fixing the symptom, but never mm-hmm. fix the cause of the cloudiness, why the lens become cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like you paint over the water stain on the wall, but never fix the leak.
Right.
Yeah, that's not funny. That's the, you know, we pay billions of dollars to a doctor who does that routinely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What other symptoms do you have?
You had muscle pain, is that correct?
Yeah, a little muscle pain. I think it was right behind my left eyeball, like a pressure.
Yeah, the pressure eyeball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that left eye was definitely much darker than the right side.
Mm, okay, so the left eye was darker.
Yeah, then after the first treatment, I noticed that pressure began to go down immediately on the left side.
Oh, okay.
And now I don't feel that pressure at all.
Mm.
I've had two treatments now, and I don't feel any pressure behind that eyeball now.
Two treatments from Dr. Tong.
Yes.
How did you find out about Dr. Tong?
I heard the radio program maybe about 2 months ago.
Okay. Mm.
And then finally I said, well, no harm in trying, so I'm going to call him up and see what he can do.
Really? No harm in trying, because I don't even use vitamins. I believe vitamins are even harmful when you take it for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had two treatments.
Yeah, two treatments, and now I definitely feel much better.
How are the circles under your eyes?
Yeah, they are getting light now.
Oh, yeah, much
wow.
lighter. Your whole face was lighter.
Yeah, and I have a better color in my complexion.
Yeah,
wow.
Much smoother and not as dark.
And this is
right.
two yeah. treatments.
Yeah, some of the listeners remember Joe back in the fourth or fifth show. His leg was very, very dark, and in one treatment he found that it was much lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Even his wife was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you also had ringing in the ears, is that correct?
Yeah, that's going down also.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long have you had that problem for?
Oh, I think maybe a good year, maybe a little longer.
1 year. Mm. And that's also decreasing.
Yeah, that's decreasing.
Oh.
And you say that your vision is more clear, right?
Yeah, the vision seems to be clearer. I notice when I look at television, before I could see that my eyes were not lined up, maybe about 2 inches when I would zero in on one object, the other left eye would be maybe about an inch or
wow,
or 2 inches below that.
Wow,
that is incredible.
How about now?
Now it's they're getting closer.
Getting closer. Okay.
Mm.
Yes.
That way it should be.
Did you also have some problems with bloating?
Yeah, I had a bloating in my stomach.
Uh-huh.
Now that seems to be going down too. I notice it when I put on my pants.
Yeah.
As tight as before.
Good.
Great. So you've definitely had improvements in every area.
I feel a little stronger too, definitely.
Yes. Let me explain a little bit to you what's happening. Your dark circle around your eyes means you have weak kidney problem.
Oh.
Didn't you mention something about fear or weak kidney from your family?
Yes, my mother, she always had kidney problems. She used to take Carter liver pills.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, okay.
And she had that problem for many, many years.
Yes. And the liver and kidney are together. Liver connects to the eye. That's why you have weaker circulation at the eyes, and the eye cannot, the circulation cannot clear the junks. That's why cataract develop from your diet. And tinnitus is a ear problem which connects to the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the medical profession knew this, or know this, okay,
uh-huh.
they would have fixed you 40 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It would have been much easier.
Okay. And just because you call disease inherited or genetic, doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's all in the energetic blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know how to manipulate the energy, and then you can fix all your problem coming. You have only two treatments.
Right, that's amazing.
And you have suffered for 40 years.
Yeah, it was
okay. True. My question, why don't people want to know about this?
I have a question. If it's genetic, does it just mean that they have a tendency to develop these? Or
it,
is that even?
It will depend on how badly the energy blueprint is
so
messed up.
How strong you are.
Yeah, if
well.
You're not too messed up, you won't have the symptom in the beginning. Maybe
right.
like teenager until you start having more problem with stress,
mm-hmm.
diet.
Then you'll have a tendency to develop these symptoms.
That is right.
That's what genetics is.
Genetic, and then the other one's environmental. And
right.
later on, when we talk about today's news, you see
mm-hmm.
why everybody's having cancer, mm-hmm. Degenerative problem.
Joe, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is incredible.
Thank you.
And hopefully you will be continuing treatments with Dr. Tong?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom From Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. Give us a call if you'd like to make an appointment, 714-556-8664. If you just heard that incredible story, that was Joe. He's suffered from dark circles under his eyes for 40-plus years. He's had two treatments with Dr. Tong, and now he's much better. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Okay, let's get to our next guest, Ralph. Hi, Ralph.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, I'm Conrad. Ralph is my first name. I don't know how you got that.
Okay.
You remember me?
Yes, Conrad.
Yes.
Yeah, you're the singer.
Yeah.
Conrad.
Right, I'm the singer.
Yeah.
Hold on, Conrad. We have a little
problems with our line. Try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Yeah, drop Joe. Okay, Joe is still on the line.
Yeah. Okay, Conrad. So, Conrad,
if you'd like to make a call,
has Conrad been on our show before?
Ten. Help. Hang up and then dial your operator.
We dropped Conrad. Okay. Let's try and get Conrad back on the line.
Conrad is a professional singer who sings in...
Well, let's get to Anne. She's a caller, and then we can get
Conrad
back on the line.
Why don't we get Anne on the line?
Anne on the line first. Hi, Anne. Welcome to our show.
Oh, Dr. Tong, I listen to you weekly.
Are you a patient of mine?
No.
Not yet, huh? Okay.
Dr. Tong, I have called the office.
Yes.
And... I was going to bring my daughter to see you, and then also I was going to have a visit with you.
Yes.
And I'm calling you in particularly for a special reason today.
Okay.
I'm terribly, terribly disappointed that you will no longer be on KBRT.
Oh, thank you so much, Anne.
Yeah, thanks for,
I listen to you weekly, and
yes.
I try not to miss your program.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm in deep grief and sorrow. The daughter that I was going to bring to your office recently died.
Why?
Oh.
From what?
She was found in bed, dead.
From what disease?
Her sister, who went to check on her as a direct result of medication.
Oh, gosh.
Dispensed to her.
Oh, gosh.
The traditional allopathic doctor.
Oh,
listen, you're listening to...
I'm so sorry, Anne.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
We're
you know,
so sorry
that,
for your grief.
This is the purpose of my call.
Yes.
The purpose of my call is I am suffering such grief and sorrow. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two... I have had the same experiences of going to a doctor's office, and they use that prescription pad just as though they're writing M&Ms.
Yes.
I mean, it's one prescription after another.
And do you know what...
No, the autopsy report. I have it in my hand, and I'm shaking.
Yes.
As I'm speaking with you, and I apologize.
That's okay.
No, thank you for calling.
People need to
know this.
Thanks to have the courage.
Dr. Tong, I want you and your daughter to take the message that you are expounding on week after week and do not end that message.
That's why we seek very hard and we found this new station, KPLS.
And thank you so much for your support. That means so much to us.
With all the grief,
we're so sorry for your loss.
You still had the courage to come in and say that. And listeners, you guys are called in so the public can hear. I see absolutely no reason why the medical profession have no interest in what I do.
And we are so sorry for your loss.
I'm going to tell you why. This is my opinion from a layperson. I'm a layperson without any experience. The bottom line is money.
Is it? Yes.
The hospitals.
Yes.
And the pharmaceutical industry.
Yes.
And the doctors are intermarried with one another.
Yes. That's very true.
Well, I'll tell you, recently we sent out a whole bunch of our tapes to journals, to the journalists, to the editors, and to the medical profession. And we have no response. There was one person that willing to write a letter, write a story, and he wanted to charge $1,000. And mine is a press release. To me, people should be knocking on my door and find out how I do this. There's not even one single person, to my knowledge, that can do it. And they can all be so beneficial to your daughter, to you, to all the other people.
My daughter's dead, Dr. Tong.
Yeah, it
my
could.
My daughter is dead.
How old is your daughter?
She was 40 years old.
40? Mm. And what did she die of?
She died of acute, just a minute, please.
Yeah.
The cause of death, I'm going to read it to you, okay?
Sure.
Acute Z-O-L-P-I-D-E-M, Zolpidem, comma, hydrocodone,
oh.
H-Y-D-R-O-C-O-D-O-N-E,
yes.
And Citraprom, C-I-T-A-L-O-P-R-A-M.
Drug overdose.
Intoxication.
Yeah.
That was dispensed by the medical doctors, and I haven't ended this yet. I'm going to find out who these doctors are that dispensed that medication to her.
Yeah, listen, you should follow us up in a news station and follow with this story and let us know what happened to it.
We'll support you.
Because I knew that I have amassed quite a few listeners, okay? So we should join hands together. You cannot just sit back. Some of my patients have, what we show you is just only a fraction of what we do. Some of you are not willing to share your story. I don't find that very good, because now if you don't let the public know, then more of this atrocity will occur and over and over again.
Well, you know what's happening, Dr. Chong. I'm an older woman, and I believe that there is fear in the general public because these doctors have been gods, so to speak.
Yes.
Now, I'm a small g. You know that. And this has been going on for years and years. 25 years ago, I read a book who was authored by a medical doctor, Confessions of a Medical Heretic.
Yes.
Mm. And I would recommend anyone out there. Now,
exactly.
It's an old book.
He was kicked out of the medical profession.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just like the doctor that had the was treating thousands and thousands of cancer patients.
Yes.
And he, too, they came in and confiscated his medical records.
Yes.
Now, I'm a layperson, and the purpose of this call to you especially, Dr. Chong, is for one reason. Take your message and your daughter. Take this message and preach it and preach it and talk it and talk it.
Yes, we have.
Thank you.
We're so grateful for
your
support.
But we need your support, too.
Yeah, we need your support as well.
I think the politicians need to listen to this, okay?
It's hard, just two people.
Yeah.
It's funny. The average person, or maybe even the lower socioeconomic individual does not have the big bucks to fight the system.
Yeah, listen to
Aaron,
me.
This is not new anywhere. I mean, in North Carolina, there's been killings. Have you heard of the Fort Bragg killings? The soldiers.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this.
I'm telling you, it's just like the immunizations.
They're terrible.
With Desert Storm, all those
things. Exactly. 26 vaccine in one day to our servicemen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The people who are defending our country, you ruin them. That's so ridiculous.
Dr. Tong, this is craziness.
It's craziness.
And the thing about it is, I want anyone that's listening to me, and I might sound a little bit crazy myself.
You are not.
But I want them to know that I'm reading something else on this autopsy report of Zolpidem, Z-O-L-P-I-D-E-M, which is Ambien.
Mm-hmm.
In her system, she had 0.96 mg/L and a high level of hydrocodone.
Yes.
Hydrocodone.
And therapeutic levels of diazepam.
Right.
Listen, and
what I'm saying to you, Dr. Tong, who are these doctors that took that prescription pad or called that pharmacy and called in these medications for my daughter to take?
Yeah, let me say this, okay? I don't think the doctor intentionally do that, okay? The only trouble is that there's a general ignorance between the medical profession and most of the public about legalized and illegal drugs.
Right.
We spend billions of dollars and say we want to fight illegal drugs.
Mm-hmm.
In the same time, we promote legal drugs.
Right.
But drugs are drugs.
Well, they're just as harmful.
The chemical toxicity have nothing to do with whether you put it as legal. Morphine is just as bad as heroin.
Right.
Okay, morphine is not any worse in the, when the drugs masking symptoms become ineffective, the patient will take more because they heard so much about good things about prescription drugs. which is really a fallacy.
Right. So you know, when you watch these commercials,
yes.
Right. Whether it be TV, I yeah. really seldom ever mm-hmm. watch TV, but I do listen to the radio, obviously. I'm listening to your program. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
These commercials, the people that are used for the commercials,
yes.
you know that they're paid off by the pharmaceutical industry
yeah.
to say that, oh, yeah. when I...
We know, yeah. Ann, we know.
And you don't have to say, let me tell you, okay, be solution conscious. You know what I can do for you? I can take away your grief.
Right.
Make it much, much better. You just make an appointment with me, okay? You go to my website and look under grief. You'll see sometimes very fast, okay?
Grief, uh-huh. I'm in such grief and
yeah.
sorrow, Dr.
I know, I can make you happy. You know, if you remember, a few months ago, I got a couple of young girls that were suicidal. Mm-hmm. Within 2 weeks, I make them happy. One was raped a year and a half ago and have nightmare every night.
And
she came in like a wounded animal. Okay.
Thank you for calling, Ann. We
up, Dr. Tong.
I will, okay?
Don't you dare stop.
Take
Thank
care,
you,
Ann, okay?
Yes.
And I'm so disappointed you're not going to be on KBRT because I don't think in the San Diego area that we're able to pick up that station that you're going to be on.
Okay, but we'll put it on the website. If you can get access to that, you can listen
yes.
to the show.
God bless you, Dr. Tong.
Thank you.
Take care, Ann.
Elaine, keep it up.
Thank you. All right, have a great weekend.
Yes.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Okay, we've got Conrad back on the line. Let's get to him. Conrad, so sorry
Hi.
About that. So sorry.
That's okay.
Hi, Conrad. Yeah.
Hi.
Let's get right to you because we don't have too much time left. Where are you from and what you do?
Right. I live in Santa Monica, and I'm a singer and a voice teacher, a singing teacher.
Okay. Mm.
And I was an opera singer before. I sing in church. I have a church job where I sing solos from time to time. I don't think I ever told you, but since I was 3 years old, I've had asthma, and so I always had sort of weak bronchia.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got used to every twice a year I would have a really bad case of bronchitis. And I changed my diet a little bit and got out of that, but still have lingering effects. Last Christmas time, I got a real bad case of bronchitis, and it just stayed there. I couldn't get it out, and I would mm-hmm. wheeze all night. I had to use my atomizer 7 or 8 times a day, and my wife had heard of you on the radio, and so we came down, and you really cleared that up very quickly. Of course, you know, there's change in diet and all that kind of thing, and mm-hmm. that's good. There's another thing that's sort of bothering me still that isn't quite cleared up, and I'll tell you about that if you want me to, if we have time.
Yeah, sure, yeah, huh?
Go ahead.
Well, this was another... I had a relapse from a case of bronchitis back in, like, the late 80s.
Yes.
It sat in up where my olfactory nerve is, and it cut away about half of my sense of taste,
mm.
and it moved down right below my vocal cords.
Yes.
And sometimes it was in a place where I could sing, and sometimes it was in a place where I couldn't. And it frustrated me so that I was really just about ready to give up singing, really, because I never could count on being in good voice. And
yes.
I have tried everything with this. I've tried high-powered antibiotics. I went to a nerve doctor. I went and tried acupuncture and all this kind of thing. And nothing really ever touched it. But what you're doing with me, I've had 3 treatments now, and I'm going to try to get back down for a 4th one next week. Is gradually making it go away, and I think this time it will go away for good. At least I'm very hopeful.
This time you will go away for good for sure, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. If you remember the phlegm that you have a lot in the beginning?
Yeah.
How much phlegm do you have now?
Oh, I don't have very much. Now, I just use my atomizer maybe once a day, and I don't wheeze at night, and I breathe much more clearly.
Yes.
My voice is getting clearer. I can.
And you only have
better.
You only had 3 treatments, okay?
Right.
And how long have you had the other treatment? How many years?
Well, you know, I tried different things, and you know, I mean, oh gosh.
And whatever else?
The other thing, maybe 15 years.
Yeah. What else has given you results like what we do?
Excuse me.
What other treatment have given you any relief at all?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing really. No, yours is the best.
What do they usually do for you, Conrad?
Pardon me?
What do they usually do for you? Do they give you inhalers or?
Let me see. Once I got real clear, but that was because I had another infection that moved through and it got the other one out of the way for a while, but then
mm-hmm.
it came back.
Oh.
And, but generally, I've stopped trying to treat it. I mean, you know, I can gargle and stuff like that, but that's really just temporary.
So your phlegm is almost completely gone now?
Rum is almost gone.
Wow.
Yeah, you see.
It's been a strict diet. It was hard for me to give up coffee.
So listen, okay, if you can consistently come, don't space it too far than 1 week apart. You know, you come closer than 1 week apart, it will be faster. It's like clearing traffic jam. To space too far apart, then you get jammed up again. Otherwise, I can tell you, all your problems can be totally cured.
And
cured,
are you feeling better now, too?
Yeah, that was another thing. I had a lot of sort of general fatigue.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm feeling, I have much more energy. I feel much better.
And the singing is better, right?
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah. Listen, I like to sing also. Maybe maybe if I have time next week, I'll sing you guys a song for farewell.
Okay. Well, one of these days I will sing you a song.
Yeah, maybe you come back for a follow-up and have you listen to you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, and unlike the lady before, don't give up. Just keep persevering. And one of these days I think you'll break into the general consciousness.
Thank you,
yes.
Conrad.
I really hope you do.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
I look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was Conrad on the line. He has been suffering from bronchitis for many years since he was 3, so all his life. And he's had phlegm problems, and now he's had 3 treatments with Dr. Chong now.
Yeah.
And he's much better, as you can hear on the phone. His voice is clear.
If I treat him as a kid, he will never have any of these problems.
Well, we've almost run out of time, but before we go, we'd like to say that starting September 7th, we will be on KPLS AM 830 at the same time, 11:30 a.m. Please, if you know you've been listening to us, join us, because we have, as always, wonderful cases to share with you.
If you can, you know, we'll be posting all our shows on our website.
Right.
And you can download Real Player and listen to them.
Right. If you have any questions, call Dr. Chong during the week for a free quick phone consultation or make an appointment now at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drchong.com, drtong.com. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.